Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Bruin Radio Sports, a production of Curry Coast Community Radio, KCIWLP, broadcasting on 100.7 FM out of beautiful Brookings, Oregon. We are here today for the second game for the league, of the Adult Softball League here in Brookings. Oh, and I've got a familiar face out there on the field. I don't want to interrupt him because we're about to get started. Oh, gosh, real briefly. Hey, folks, we'll tell you about the weather later because we've got the first pitch coming from Jesse on the mound. Ooh, that one's coming into Mr. Kennedy. Just bounced off the plate. That was a called strike by our ump. Oof, and there is a ball. By the way, folks, I'm joined by Nick Noland. Nick, say hello.
Hey, everybody. We've got some...
Oh, boy. So, that Mr. Kennedy knocked that ball way out there in the outfield just behind second base, and that was picked up by a man out there as a quick catch. So that is one out so far at the top of the first inning. And Mr. Noland was just about to tell us about the weather out here. Go ahead. I think we got a couple seconds.
We got a couple clouds in the sky. Other than that, it's a beautiful sunny day. Got a light reflecting off the nicely cut field out here.
Ooh, and here's the pitch. Our next batter hits it real short toward third. Our man Cameron comes in, picks it up, and throws it to first, but is just not there quick enough. Our runner makes it to first, and she is safe.
That was awesome.
Our next man up on our batting order. All right, what's this gentleman look like to us, Mr. Noland? Here's our next batter.
He's a taller gentleman. He's got a beard and some sunglasses on.
Uh-huh.
Wearing a green shirt.
So to distinguish our teams here, it looks like we've got a green team and a streets team. The streets team is wearing street clothes. We'll learn their names later, folks. And here comes the pitch from Jesse. Oh, big man takes a hit, but that ball's going up and over the fence. Whoa! And it bounces into the grass. All right. We've got a local father there picking up that ball to bring it back into the game. Luckily, we've got a replacement ball somewhere, maybe? We do have a replacement ball. Outstanding. In fact, it is so fresh, so new, it's coming out of the plastic right now. Look at that fresh ball. Whew. Excellent, excellent. All right, here's the next pitch from Jesse on the mound. Oh, that's a good hit. Let's see where it goes. Goes right into the sun. And, whoa, that is a caught. That's a caught. Nope, that was not a caught ball. Looks like he must have fumbled it. Throws that ball in. Oh, some confusion on the field. That did look like a caught ball to me. That's three outs, folks. I thought so. So I couldn't quite tell with the sun, but Mr. Noland, did you see what happened out there?
It looked like he caught the ball.
That was a caught ball,
yes. Outfielder caught the ball, and the runner did not tag up, so they tagged her out at first.
Yep, so that was three outs there, folks, all at once. I couldn't quite tell just because of that lovely ball of fire up in the sky. Say again?
There was two outs. They had one out from prior.
Correct. Woo! Boy, sorry. Again, things happen pretty fast. A lot of stuff going on out here on the field. So by the way, folks, real quick, I just want to let you know that I'm capably joined. I said his name a couple of times. Nick Noland is coming out with me today. Welcome. And tell me, have you ever done any kind of radio stuff like this before?
No, this is the first time.
Never.
Definitely
have...
glad to be here.
First time? Oh. Are you really glad to be here?
Yes.
Oh, that's outstanding. You may find a wonderful new hobby in radio, or you may find, boy, I never want to do that again. We'll just have to see at the end of the day. Now, folks, you at home can't see it, but I can see a bandage around Mr. Noland's pinky. I've been curious to ask him the story about what happened to that digit of his. What's the story?
I closed it in my work van's door last night, getting off of work.
Oof, in your work van's door. Now, I imagine that work van door, nice and comfortable and slides closed very easily. No, it doesn't?
It was a front passenger side door. And
oof.
Slammed pretty good on there.
Yeah. Are you going to be able to regain function?
Yeah, it's just, it's a bad sprain. Luckily, nothing broke.
Yeah, all right. All right, here we go. So, green team has now taken the field. We've got Cameron up to bat for the streets. Let's see what he does. He's stood back from the batter's area there. Now he's coming up there. Batter up called by our umpire, whose name we will not share. Here's the pitch from the green pitcher. Ooh. So Cameron kind of swung for fun there, taking one strike. We got one strike on the count. Oh, we got a little dude on the field, so we're going to wait until he gets into the dugout. Got a little guy who's going to help out. There we go. Adult softball league. Sometimes the kids come out too. All right, Cameron's still up to bat. Let's see what happens. Ooh, that's going to be strike number two. Okay, we got two strikes on the count. Here comes the pitch. Oof, third strike. And it's going to be one out for the bottom of the first inning. Oh, we got a little one in the dugouts over there. Feeling some emotions. Nick Nolan, do you have any experience with little ones?
Not really, no.
Not really? Oh, here comes the pitch to our next batter, but she steps back. That's a called strike. Okay. The ball came in and bounced right off home plate there. Here comes the next pitch. Oh, that's a hit, but that ball just bounced right off the top of her bat and back up against the fence. And from the dugout, somebody says, come on, Mom. She's got some family out here cheering her on.
It's okay. It's good for him.
And here's the pitch. Oh, that's a third strike and a second out for this inning. So the streets batters, not really coming out too strong just yet. But we've got somebody with some Brookings Harbor baseball experience coming up to the bat now. I recognize that Bruins hat, number 25. Here it comes. Oh, there's a good hit. It goes up, and that's a foul ball just inside. It's a strong strike there, but it looks like it struck just the top of the bat. Batter gives a little shake of his head. Here's the pitch. There's a good hit. So that one goes in between second and third. It goes out into our outfield. And that's a caught ball by our green shirt for the third out this inning. Bringing us in to the top of the second inning.
I'm going to go over here and clean the dirt.
So, Mr. Nolan, would you want to call a game without the sun in your eyes?
I definitely would.
You definitely would?
Sun's definitely impeding my ability to see what's going on.
Well, that's what makes it challenging. This is hard mode sports play-by-plays here, having the sun in your eyes. I wouldn't want to be anywhere else than right directly with the sun in my face. All sarcasm aside, this is awful.
It's definitely a nice day to be out here, though.
I mean, the sun is nice and bright, as we mentioned.
I'm actually going to go walk and get my sunglasses.
Oh, he's going to get his sunglasses? That's wise. That's intelligent. That means I'm going to be all alone, folks, for a little bit. I'm going to try to handle the loneliness. I think I'll be okay. We've got Streets taking the field out there confidently. Jesse's now going to throw a couple practice pitches to his catcher. Oh, Jesse has somebody now in his way. Oh, he's about to get beamed in the back of the noggin there. Heads up there. Whoa. Oh, boy. Catcher throwing that ball. Got that green catcher standing out there talking to his fellow, or green pitcher, I should say. Oh, we may be joined in the studio for a moment by Mr. Kennedy. Welcome, sir. The Green Roosters team. Ah, thank you. You know, you're the first green team member to come close enough so I can tell who you guys are. Green Roosters. Okay.
I just got here today.
Ah, welcome. Yeah, I didn't recall seeing you yesterday.
Yeah.
We're doing play-by-plays for Curry Coast Community Radio.
Oh, nice.
You want to say hi?
How's it going out there?
Let them know who you are.
Jonathan Kennedy, graduate 2007, Brigham Harbor High School. Good to be here.
Awesome. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you bet. Thank you.
All right, folks, here we go. The Green Roosters is the name of the team. Top of the second inning here.
Play ball.
And here's Jesse with the pitch. Excuse me. That was a high one. It goes out to our shortstop who catches it. That is one out real early on here. Oops. All right. We got another batter up here. Oh, the back of the green shirts, I see WCO. I think it's a dispensary. This batter's got picks up his position. There's a hit, but that ball's going to go up and high. Whoa, whoa, whoo! That one went right for the trash can there, folks, but luckily they're covered. All right. And our softball league dad is picking up the second lost ball of the game there. What a champ. All right, here's Jesse with the pitch. All right, that's a little more solid hit, but that's going to be out, I'm afraid. But, oh, that foul ball was not caught. So that should just be a regular old foul ball. Remember, if a foul ball is caught, that is an out for our man.
I'm glad I moved just a few minutes ago.
Yeah, no kidding. That's the second ball you went and retrieved, right, sir?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Man, I couldn't see you. I was looking.
That's that sun. I'm having trouble with it, too. Gee whiz. All right, here's that pitch. Oh, that's a grounder headed to third. Oh, he's having a little trouble hanging on to that ball, though. Somebody put a little grease on it, maybe. Oof, he's got it. All right, so now we've got a runner on first. So that grounder went right to third, but it's just a little too slippery. He didn't get it in time. Pardon the cough, folks.
Where's James at?
All right, we got another one up to bat swinging the big stick. Jesse's going to size her up there. Let's see what he does. Looks back, checks his bases. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's a nice short hit, real slow ball. Shortstop heads over. Oh, and our shortstop misses it, so our outfielder has to come in. Our man from first is running all the way to third. Let's see what the ump says. Ump says he's safe on third. We've got a runner on first, and our man hustled out to third. Impressive. And we are still at the top of the second inning with one out on the count. On the board, I should say. All right, so we got our green rooster up there with the bat. Here's the pitch to him. Oh, that was a called ball by our umpire. Welcome back, Mr. Nolan.
Definitely helps.
Ooh, that is two balls, zero strikes on the count. With a man on first and third. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's a third ball. A fourth one, and he'll be walking. Jesse's thinking about it, getting his pitch in. Oh, and he takes that one. That's another short one going to third there. Third pick, catches it up this time. Throws it to second, but second misses the catch. We've got one man that came home. And we've got a runner staying on third and a runner staying on first. Our second baseman just didn't catch that pass to her. It just went right through her glove. She needs to check it for holes, maybe. Score is one for the greens and zero for the streets. And there's one called strike there.
Looks like the green shirt team is Green Rooster.
Green Rooster is correct. If you look on the back, you've got WCO with a pot leaf on there. I think that's a local dispensary. Oh, now that you're back, I'm going to adjust our recorder here. All right, so that was a hit, and it's going out toward our shortstop, who throws it to second, and oh, shoot. Our second baseman drops the ball. Does not get our man out. We now have bases loaded for Green Roosters. This is going to be pretty intense for our next batter out there. Let's see how he does with it. All right, our next batter comes up. Wearing the Green Rooster green. Let's see how many people can bring home. Jesse's shaking his head saying, oh, ain't nobody. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's a good strong hit out. Just past first, and Jessica Yockstar catches the ball. That is an out. She throws it into first. Oh, but it is missed. Oh, and that ball is just bouncing all over the place. That is the second out for the top of the second inning. That was Jessica Yock out in right field catching that ball. Our batter makes a joke that he's officially retiring. I don't think that's true. All right, here's our next batter with bases loaded. Let's see what she does. Her name is Lacey. Here's the pitch. Nope. She doesn't take that one, but that's a called strike. She says that pitcher can do better. Do better, pitcher. Do better. That's what she's saying. Jesse's got that ball. He takes a look down. Here's the pitch. Oh, she goes for that one. Real short ball. She's running. Nope. That is called a foul ball. Our runners return to their bases. Our batter comes back. And she gets ready, gets into position. Here's the pitch. And there's the hit, goes out there, and our shortstop, fumbles the ball. They're running. Oh, no. So we got one person home. Here's our Green Rooster running in there. He's going to make it, and he's home safe. That is two home, bringing the score 3-3. Nothing for streets. So our shortstop there, he had the ball. And it looked like he fumbled it for a second there. He was actually chasing his man for a minute, but he couldn't quite get it. So he threw the ball to the man on third. It just didn't quite get the man in on time. Now the score is 3-3, 0 streets. All right, here's the pitch from Jesse. Mr. Kennedy not taking that one. That's a called ball. There's the pitch. Ooh. There's a Kennedy not taking that one either, but a called strike as it bounces off home plate. By the way, we got a runner on first and second. There's the hit. Oh, that's going out there high. Excellent, excellent. That is not caught, so we got a runner coming in. We're going to have two runners coming in. Nope, just one. Bringing the score up to four green.
Give a piece of paper, I can borrow.
Yes, Tiff, I've got a piece of paper for you, you betcha. Little scrap?
Little scrap.
Okay, I got you. Excuse me, folks. Bingo, there you go. KCIW always happy to give people what they need, whether it's a piece of paper or a called pitch here. Oof, swinging a strike from our batter. We still have two outs on the board, so that next out, we're going to see the field change over. There's a swinging strike, by the way, still at the top of the second inning. Here's the pitch. Oh, it's a good hit right down center field. Our shortstop picks it up, throws it into first to try to get that runner out, but one made it home. But it does not count because that was our third out there. Leaving the score at four for the Greens, nothing for the Streets at the bottom of the second inning. Phew! Things are happening out there, Mr. Nolan. Are the shades helping?
Definitely.
Yeah, excellent, excellent. Tell me what you see out there from our pitchers talking to each other.
Looks like Green Roosters talking to Jesse here on the pitching mound. Not sure what they're talking about.
Ooh. Our mysterious umpire, nameless he shall remain, coming over, grabbing a drink there. Umpire, we're going to digitize your voice. Tell us, what do you think about the game so far?
It's a nice close match game. I like it.
Folks out there, if that voice sounds unusual, that's because we're masking his identity. We don't want people to know who he is. Or she. We got a young one out on the field there. Maybe giving dad a little cheer. I'm seeing only greens on the field. Looks like the street clothes folks are staying in their dugout for a minute. Settling on their batting order.
Awesome!
I'm Kayla Berger up to bat here.
Ah, okay. Here's the pitch to her. Oh, nope, that's a ball. Tell us a little bit about her if you know her name.
Don't really know her, just know her name.
She's got a Bruins or BHHS softball shirt,
it
we
looks
presume.
Looks like she's probably played softball before.
Mm-hmm.
Got that one strike there.
Swinging strike, that ball was real close to the handle. That is one ball, one strike on the count. Here's the pitch to her. Ooh, that was a, struck it right there, but again, went right for the handle. Might be bouncing off her knuckles. Third strike, and she'll be going back to her dugout. Here's the pitch. Swinging strike. That is the first out for the bottom of the second count. Or bottom of the second inning. One out on the board, and there he is, friend of the show, Jesse. Jesse's up to bat, ready to go. Look at that smile of confidence. Oh, yeah, he's our man.
Jobs don't come before.
Yep, here's the pitch to him. He's letting that first one go by. He says, nope, not feeling it. Little known tactic of Jesse's, he always lets that first one go by. There's the hit, though. That ball's going up and high.
Maybe.
First base caught that ball, though. He was counting on a miss. Jesse's not feeling it. He's going to head back to the dugout.
Got Sabrina Christopher coming up to bat here.
Oh, Sabrina Christopher up to bat. Here she goes. Oh, a left-handed batter, we see. A left-handed batter. Let's see. Looks like she's pretty familiar with that
she's
weapon.
She's got some softball experience here.
Here's the pitch to her. Ooh, there's a swinging strike. That's okay. She's just testing the wind there. That's all.
Sun's in her eyes there.
A little bit of something in the eyeballs there. The team's going to hang on for just a second there. She's going to work that out. Umpire calls time. Oh! She went for that swing, and instead of seeing the softball, she saw the burning ball of fire up in the sky. Youch. All right, she's ready to rock there. Our pitcher turns around, ready to give her that pitch. Here it comes. Oof, that's a second swinging strike from Miss Christopher. That's okay. Third one's going to be the charm. Yep, yep. Here's the pitch to her. Oof, nope. Sadly, there's a third strike and the third out. That is the end of inning number two. Well, Mr. Nolan, what'd you think of that?
I think that sun's definitely interfering with the batter's ability to hit the ball.
I think that sun is an interference. I wish our umpire would do something about that sun.
Yeah,
can't you put that sun out of the game? Or?
I'm thinking about it.
You're out of here. You're out of here. How is your you're out? Do you know the hand signal? Isn't it like a...
Oh, it's just like this. You have to sell it.
You got to sell it, yeah. Can you give us a little demo? Can you sell a little bit?
For the game. Yeah.
Oh, can't you just give us a demo? Just us? Nobody else is looking.
I'll give you a visual demo.
Woo! There we go. That was great. Folks out there in the audience, you didn't get to see it, but trust me, I'm feeling chills.
Definitely had that lawnmower start look.
Right? Oh, man. You don't see it, folks, but Mr. Nolan and I, shaking. Normally, we're steady as a rock. Not right now. All right, Streets taking the field. Waiting for our green batters. Umpire's counting the people needed out on the field here. A little bit of deliberation over who's where. Looks like Jessica's taking first base. Okay, pretty important position right there, but she's a good catcher. I think she'll be just fine. And our batter up is the catcher, or the pitchers for the Greens, sorry. Do a little practice swing there.
Looks like he's got a strong swing there.
Yeah, I saw that, yeah. Pardon us as we've got a KCIW news helicopter flying overhead. Cost us several hundreds of thousands of dollars, that helicopter. Here's the pitch, though. Oh, that's a good strong hit. A line drive down the center. Going out there. Oof, wow, that almost looked like it was close to home run. Sabrina Christopher running out there for that ball as our green man rounds the bases. Jessica Yox coming in to get that bat out of the way for safety. Let's see if that ball gets in time, and sadly, it does not. Our man is home. Boy, he really swung that thing out there. Woo. So that brings the score up to 5 for Green as that man got a little bit of exercise rounding those bases. He just sent that ball way far out, and it just took too long for it to get back in. Our next batter's coming up here, ready to rock. Jesse's taking a little bit of a squat before he gives her the first pitch. Ooh, that's a good hit running out toward our, our person between first and second just did not quite get the ball there. It went, jumped right through her legs, and our runner is on first. And looks like next up we've got Tiff up to bat, I think. Yes. Maybe. Oh, maybe not. No, never mind. Yeah, Tiff's on the street team. I'm sorry. All right, we got a gentleman coming up to bat for the Greens. Here's the pitch to him. He's not taking that first one. That is a ball. Well called. Here's the second pitch. Oh, and he goes for that one. Sends it out to the far field there on the right, where it is picked up and thrown in to our shortstop, I believe, who sends it to third. But that ball is lost at third. We've got a runner on second and third now. Oh, with a timeout called. A little bit of conference now between our street team. And folks, if you didn't hear it, umpire says no outs, and he is correct. Oh, here's the pitch. Nope, she's not taking that one. That is a ball. Ball comes back into Jesse. Let's see what he does with it. Oh, and he throws it. Big surprise. Oh, there's a hit going out there toward third. Just passed it. Oh, and that is a caught ball with our first out of this inning here.
Green Roosters here with a lot of strong hitters on their team.
Well said, yeah. We're at the top of the third inning, isn't that right?
Looks like it.
Hope so. That's what I'm going to say. All right, here's our next batter. We got one out on the count now. We got a runner on third and second. There's a good strong hit going out there towards Sabrina Christopher. Let's see if she catches it. Nope, it was too far away from her. Our outfielder's going to have a little trouble getting it as one Green Rooster gets home. As two Green Roosters get home, bringing the score up to 7 Green. Nothing for Streets.
Let's go, Caitlin. Woo! I believe in you.
Caitlin Rash up to bat for the Green Roosters here.
Caitlin Rash up to bat there.
Noel! Batter up!
Don't talk to me about it, please.
Here's the pitch to her. Ooh, Caitlin Rash sends that one out toward our person out in right field who has a little trouble getting it. Goes for actually a barehanded catch there. Picks it up, throws it in. Oh man, it comes right past second base. That runner, Caitlin Rash, is safe on second. Right now she's the only green runner on the field. Still have only one out on the board for the Green Roosters. No outs, I got one out, Rob. Here's the pitch to our batter, but, oh, is that in? Is that in? That ball's in. That's a fair ball. That's a fair ball. Little uncertainty. Caitlin Rash hustles to third, and our batter advances, gets all the way out to second. Just a wee bit of uncertainty out there as that ball was just barely in, just a hair inside.
To me, it looked like it landed right on the inside of the line there.
And to our man in the outfield, he seemed to be disputing that as well. But you got to... One out. Okay.
Batter up.
KCIW is vindicated. Whew. Here's the pitch to our next batter, but she does not take it. Here's the pitch. And she takes that one. It's a nice short one to Jesse, who's going to hustle it into first. Oh, but that ball goes wild, way past Jessica. There's no way she's going to catch that one. And Caitlin Rash runs into home. Caitlin Rash happy to be back. That brings the score up to 8-0. Looks like we've got a substitution for runners. Nope, he's just running out there to talk to him. Okay, got it. We got a runner on first and third, and here's Mr. Kennedy up to bat. Let's see what he does. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's going to be a called ball. Good eye there, Mr. Kennedy. He knew what was coming in. He did not want it. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that's a good hit. Where's it going? I can't tell with the big darn sun. Woo! Well, it's going up in the air. Oh, and that's a caught ball with two outs there. Oh, and it's thrown in. So it looks like we had a man run home there. Bringing the score from to 9-0.
I thought that was a caught ball there.
I thought it was too, but I must be wrong. I guess it wasn't a caught ball. It was a caught ball? All right, two outs on the board. Here's the pitch. And by the way, we've got one runner on second. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that was kind of a funny one. There's a grounder going out toward our shortstop, and it goes right past him. Our outfielder on the left picks it up. Runner advances to third. Our batter stays on first out there. And we are back to the beginning of our batting order, it looks like. Maybe, maybe not. Yep. We are back to the start of our batting order with our Greens pitcher taking up to bat again. Now let's see if he runs as far as he does the first time he was batting this inning. He says, let's hope not. I guess he can hear us, folks. Here's the pitch. Oh boy, that one's going out toward third. That jumps right past our man, looking at his mitt, looking for holes in it. We got one runner coming into home, bringing us to 10-0. Oof. We've got a runner on first and second out there. And up again in the batting order. Let's see what she does.
Batter up!
Umpire calls batter up. She steps up to the plate. And Jesse's going to serve her something. Nope, she steps back. That's a called ball. Good eye on that batter. That was a ball. Here's the pitch to her. Oh, there's a hit. It's going up high, but short. And that is not a caught ball that bounces out of the mitt there. Runner for Green makes it to third. We got a runner on second, a runner on first. Those are bases loaded for the Green Roosters. Looks like they're sponsored by a pot shop, WCO. Don't know who that is. West Coast Organics, that's who that is. West Coast Organics, that's who that is. Gee whiz, took me too long. I guess that tells you what I know about pot stores in Brookings. Quite a few, folks. There's quite a few. There's the pitch to our batter, but that's going to be a foul ball out there.
Foul ball there.
Yep, Jessica still hustles for it just in case there's a chance she could catch it. So sadly, it didn't happen. And just behind us over to our respective right shoulders, we got some disc golfers over there, looks like. We're playing a different sport out here, folks. Adult Softball League. Here's the pitch. Oh, there's a short hit, looks like, going out towards... Oh, no, that one's going a little farther than I thought. So Sabrina Christopher's going to run out there and snag it as we get one runner home for 11 and 12 and 0. Oh, they're chasing her down. They're chasing a green down, and she's tagged out. Tagged out. So that should invalidate the two that came home, bringing it back to 10 and 0. That was a third out right there. They chased her down. They tagged her. She runs back to the dugout with a middle finger just kind of oddly displayed on her head there. Must be some kind of signal. All right, folks, here we are at a brief pause. I wanted to remind you that you have tuned in to KCIW LP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting on 100.7 FM. And this is Bruin Radio Sports, capably hosted by Dane Tippmann and...
Nicholas Nolan here.
Yes. And by the way, folks, if you can't tell, this is Nick Nolan's first time doing amateur radio sports casting, and he's doing fantastically. Aren't you?
I don't know.
there's no way to know. It's impossible to know. Until our fans tell us how much they like it. Or dislike it, which is very rare. Nick, have you ever listened to our radio station before? Never tuned in to 100.7?
No.
Oh, my goodness. Well, that's okay. Would you mind lying to our listeners and telling them that you're a fan?
Oh, I'm definitely a fan.
He's a fan, folks. You heard it here first. He switched teams real quick there. You see how quickly he was willing to lie to you? Do you believe that? Wow. All I had to do was ask. But you know what? That's loyalty, folks. Hey, that's okay. All right, enough goofing around. We got a little change in the batting order for the streets. They've got a man out there to bat. And our green pitcher is going to throw to him right now. Let's see what he serves up. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's going to be a foul ball.
That one there.
Jumps right out there, out to the left. Bounces off the fence. Oh, and of course, we are at the bottom of the third inning. I need to tell you people where we're at. The score is 10-0. We had two people make it home just at the last part of the inning there. But our third out happened and canceled them out, so to speak. Here's the pitch. All right, that ball's going up and high and short, though. Let's see if it gets caught. Oh, three people just weren't sure who was going to get it.
I'm sorry.
A little bit of movement on the field out there. Two balls, zero strikes on the count. Our batter is ready to swing. Let's see if he gets something that's swingable. Here's the pitch. Ooh, nope, that one was over to the right with a big old swinging strike there. That would have been a wild one, but it just was not caught by our bat. So it looks like that is one out there. Looks like he just had too many swings. Wasn't good for him. Here comes. Oh, little adjustment at home plate there. And I believe that's Amber out there up to bat. Where's her hubby? That's Amber out there, yeah. Yep, that's one ball there. Amber was a star in Tuesday's game. Here's the pitch. Oh, nope, that's another ball there. Amber knows how to spot him. Some people on the field saying, come on, Jason. Talking to their pitcher. Here's the pitch. She took that one, though. Sends it right just far enough away from Jason. That's a hot ball. Our man has trouble catching up. Oh, he throws it in there. Really knocks that ball in. Whew. And Amber is safe on first. All right. We got one runner on first, one out on the board. Here's our next batter coming up to bat. All right. And our batter eyes our pitcher here. The pitch comes. He doesn't take that one. That's a called strike. He just didn't like the look of it. Bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's a short hit. Bounces a little bit. Picked up by our third baseman who throws it in to our...
Another out there.
Yep, that's another out. That brings us to two outs. So sadly, that was Amber who was outed coming into second. Our batter remains on first, but he's got a long way to go. Score is 10-0, by the way, with Greens in the lead. And here's Jessica, the Yawk star, up to bat. She confidently takes her spot, kicks a little bit of dirt. She's ready. Here's the pitch to her. Oh, she's going to take that strike there. Excuse me. And here's the pitch to her, second pitch. Oh, she takes that one. That's a short ball. She didn't quite like the look of it. She's going to hustle into first. Sadly, our man moving from first to second just isn't quite quick enough to get out there. So Jessica's going to stay there on first. But that was our third out of the game. That's right. So she's not going anywhere. That brings us to the top of the fourth inning, Mr. Noland. What do you think of the look of the field? Tell us what it looks like out there.
That's a nice, green, well-kept field here.
You see any growth out on the dirt?
It looks like there's a couple spots of grass right here on the dirt.
But it's a little weedy, but nothing really in the way of the players too badly.
Yeah, it looks like the baselines are pretty clear there.
Yep.
Got the two pitchers exchanging conversation here.
Have a little talk. I'm going to see if I can't grab a little bit of video. You ready to talk to the audience alone for a second? I can also just cut this part out.
All right.
I'll kill the audio. Unless you want to try.
I'll give it a try.
Okay, yeah, go solo. All right, go for it. Here you go.
Got him sweeping off home plate here. Unnamed umpire.
One down.
Got our green batter walking up to bat here.
All right, we're going to let that camera run for a little bit, capture a little bit of video for you folks today. And our batter is up. That's right. Hey, at the same time even. Whoa. That first pitch was just out of the way, just a tad there. Thank you, sir. Here's the second pitch. Ooh, that's going to be another ball. That's two of them on the count already.
Like Jesse might be off his game here.
You know, he's got to get warm back up there. He's not sure what to do with those shades yet. Now they're back up on the hat. Yep, they're nice and steady. Here's the pitch, the third one. Ooh, that was a called strike. He's back on now. He knows what he's doing. Oh, there we go. There's the pitch, and it goes right to our man on third base. He throws it in first. Oh, it just goes way too high for Jessica to catch. She hopped up there to try to get it. Did not happen. That runner is safe on first. And time is called. All right, here's our batter on the plate. Let's see what happens. Jesse's shaking his head off the screen there. Here's the pitch to him. That was a low ball, but it gets hit nice high and upwards. Oh, with Miss Christopher out there snagging that ball and throwing it in. We've got a runner on
safe on second.
Yep, and first. Yes. No outs. And here's our next batter whose name is?
Caitlin Rash. She's up to bat.
Okay. Now let's see, how confident does Caitlin Rash look? Let's see.
She played softball throughout high school, so I'd say she's pretty confident in her abilities here.
I think you're right. All right, Caitlin Rash up to bat. Let's see what she does. Oh, look at that stance. Here's the hit. Oh, yeah, and it goes right out there toward
nice
the shortstop.
Slow ball there.
And that shortstop's going to take out that runner as she gets to third. Well said. That leaves us with a runner on first and second and one out on the count at the top of the fourth inning.
Green batter is up to bat. Oh, that's a nice strong hit out into...
All right, what's happening?
Runner is safe on second. One's coming home.
Oh, there he is. That's going to be 11-0 now.
Almost a caught ball by Michaela Berger there. She just missed it.
So that puts one runner on second. One man just made it home for the Greens. Bring that score up to 11-0.
I don't want you to go in the rocks. I don't want you to go beyond the gravel. Okay?
So stay in the grass. Stay away from the vehicles. No road.
And by the way, folks, the mercy rule in adult softball, if they make it to, if five innings have been played and one team is leading by 10, that brings out the mercy rule. A little bit of discussion on the field now, people talking about their teams and kind of what's going on. We're going to try to listen in here and see if we can't decide what's going on.
And what is the mercy rule here?
So the mercy rule is that if one team is just really dominating the other and they are ahead by 10 points by the time the fifth inning is done, it's like, hey, they've won. So you don't have to actually have to play it all the way out to whatever it is, 12 innings, I think, for adult softball league. That's all the right. Mercy rule. One out on the count. I think.
Got some accusations of cheating on the
Oh, is
field.
That what's going on? Oh, I'm not sure if that's how jocular that is or... Okay, we got a runner heading back to second there. Oh, that's going to be two outs then. All right, we have two outs on the board. Streets are on the field. Greens are batting. Here's the pitch. Oof.
Just a little tap there.
She tapped the ball, gave it a love tap.
We got one on her. Hold on. Two more, Jesse.
Two more. Here's the pitch. Nope, she steps back. That was an easy ball. That was right going for her toes. Ugh. Here's the pitch. Oh, there's a good hit out there to the shortstop.
Right there, past
goes
them.
Right past him. He doesn't get it. All right, there's our man running in for home. Here he comes, here he comes, here he comes. Oh, and he's in. Now, I believe that is 11 now to zero. I believe the score is 11 to zero. Does that sound right to you?
Approximately.
I know we had one. Say again, sorry?
11 to zero?
That's what I'm seeing, yeah, because I remember we had to go back. Yep, okay. 11 to zero, folks, according to our count. We're about as official as it gets. Here's the pitch. Ooh, Mr. Kennedy hits that one up and high. He doesn't like the looks of it. He thinks it's going to get caught, and it is. That is the third out of the top of the fourth inning, bringing us to the bottom of the fourth.
Streets up to bat again, switching off with the greens there.
That's right. Let's see where we're at. So between, while teams are switching off the field, that's when you and I got to have our patter. That's when I got to talk back and forth. You know any good jokes?
What's green and has wheels, Dane?
Green and has wheels. I don't know, Nick. Tell me.
Grass. I lied about the wheels.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good. What's green and has wheels? I love that. That's good.
Good job, cowboy. Chase, go play.
All right, there's our greens now.
Greens.
Spreading out. Umpire taking a sip. Trying to deal with this sun. We got a few trees kind of somewhat just almost perfectly placed to block our eyes, but not quite.
Looks like we got Caitlin Rash for the greens going to the outfield there.
Yep. Jonathan Kennedy also out in the field. Let's see.
If the sun wasn't blocking, I might be able to identify some more people, but I can't really see over there.
Uh-huh. All right, here we go. We're just waiting for our batter from the streets to come on up. He says, throw one. I want to see it. Oh, okay. There's our batter coming up. I think I misidentified him as Cameron earlier. That man is not Cameron, I don't believe. Gentleman whose name I do not know, but he's up here to bat.
He's up here to bat. He's got his sunglasses on his head.
Yep.
Interesting choice there with the sun blaring so brightly in the sky there.
Yep, he's got a swinging strike here.
Oh, it looks like he put his sunglasses on.
Yep. Maybe you remembered they were up there, Nick. I don't know. Here's another pitch to him. Oh, and he goes for that one. Hit. He sends it out toward third. Like And that's a caught ball for third with one out right off the bat, as they say. Maybe a little upset there. Might have been some untoward words for our umpire. common.
Here we go. Batter up.
All right, here's our next batter for the streets. Here's the pitch. That's a real easy hit there. So our pitcher goes out and has a little trouble catching it.
Oh, it looks like
that's an out. Yep. So the pitcher did make it over to that ball. He did get it to that first baseman just in time to take her out. There's two outs on the board now for the streets.
Two outs, bottom of the fourth inning, if I'm correct.
Here's our Bruins baseball player coming up for the softball bat. He's got some good gloves on him. He's got the right, pretty good shoes on. Oof. Uh-oh. People having some real talk out there about Facebook. Here's the pitch.
Tensions rising here.
Yep. And Arvin hits that ball way out there. Woo. Oh, that's a caught ball, though.
It's a caught ball. Ouch.
So real quickly, we're now changing field. Oof. So that was a real short batting for the streets there. Bringing us into the top of the fifth. Oh.
Looks like the ump's giving the base to the streets there.
Oh, okay, so that is not going to be considered an out. Overplayed was the call.
Two outs for the streets.
Those of you out there,
Burger up to bat.
Those of you out there in Radioland, please Google overplayed. Here's the bat. Okay, so that ball goes out there toward left field.
He's on third there.
Our young man batter, who hit it earlier, is safe on third. And Michaela Berger, safe on second. Jesse's up to bat, but he's got two outs on the count, so he's in a tenuous position here. But we're big fans of Jesse here on this show, so we know he's got something to show us. Now let's see if he does what I think he's going to do for that first pitch. Let's see. Usually he leans back and he lets it fly right past him for the first pitch. Let's see if he does it. Oh, he just lets it go. Yep, see? Every time. It's an interesting tactic. Gives him a chance to tease the pitcher, try to get him off his game. Oh, that's a strike. One strike, one ball in the count. Here's the pitch. Oh, there's a hit from Jesse.
Looks like it's a foul there.
Yep, that's going to be a foul ball just over the dugout. That's all right. We know Jesse. We know he knows what he's doing. Says he's expecting a good one. And here comes the pitch to him. Let's see what comes of it. Nope. That's a ball.
Yeah, another ball there.
Should be two of them on the count, I think.
Two balls on the count. Two strikes, two balls.
Uh-huh. Two and two. Here's the pitch. Ooh, that one was too low. Oh, wow. All right. That's a full count. Let's see what happens. Is it going to be a strike or a ball? Here's the pitch. Oh, and he's going to walk. All right. Off he goes. So I guess our man walked home?
Looks like it.
All right. Well,
that's one for the streets. Sabrina Christopher up to bat here.
Yeah. Now, I think you're a fan of Sabrina Christopher. Is that right?
Definitely
so. You want to cheer on a little bit? That's okay. You want to?
I was told that's in poor taste.
In poor taste? Who told you that?
That was her.
She said that? Oh, you know what? I don't know. Oh, she's...
Taking first. Doesn't even need the bat, I guess.
Interesting. You know, if I knew the Adult Softball League rules a little bit better, I'd tell you what was going on, but Sabrina Christopher goes out there, takes first base.
Bases are loaded for the streets there.
Yeah, maybe they're trying to even up.
Burger, Jesse, and
trying to even up the count, maybe.
There.
Yeah. Oof.
Two outs, batter up.
Bases loaded. Here's the pitch. Oh, our man hits it, but it's real short.
Oh,
goes right to our
short one there.
Right to our pitcher, who goes into first, and that's our third out, invalidating those loaded bases. All those people are going back to their dugout, leaving the score at 11 green, 1 streets, bringing us to the bottom of the fifth inning. So the greens are still 10 points above. So if this inning finishes, the mercy rule may activate. Always an interesting game. Baseball/softball. All right, what's our story, umpire? Should be the bottom of the fifth inning. Well, it's 11 green. 11 green, one to Street. Street got one. Yeah, when your man walked home there. So, but mercy rule is going to activate if this inning finishes.
I don't know.
If they're 10 points above.
Well, it depends on the different rules. I don't know because this league has modified their rules.
Oh, really? Okay. So I don't see Barb out here, so. Oh, no, she's down there.
Maybe we get clarification.
Do you know Barbara?
No.
Usually I just let it go. We don't really have a mercy.
Right, okay. No worries. I'm not that concerned. I'd rather see him play than go home. Some people making some adjustments due to the sun.
Looks like the sun's getting a little bit lower here.
Yeah.
I get out of some of the players' eyes.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Our green batter up to swing. Waiting for the dugout to get close. There we go. We're in. Here's the pitch. Oh, she takes that one. That's going to be a foul ball, though. So when that ball goes out before going past third base, or first as the case may be, that is a foul ball. We've got Jessica Yock out there on first. Looks like she keeps about a five-step lead off of it. Here's the second pitch to our batter. That's going to be a ball. Not going for it here at the bottom of the fifth.
Is that two balls now?
That is two, I believe. Oh, she takes that one, though.
Low on the ground. Oof. There.
So it hit the grass, and it jumped up in the air there. That was kind of an interesting move. Okay, and our batter is safe on first. That ball just could not get to Jessica in time.
The green pitcher up to bat here.
Yep.
We'll see how he does. He's got a very strong hit there, so we'll see how far the ball goes.
Yeah. Here's the pitch to him. Oh, and he steps into it and gives it a big, strong swing.
That's way out there in the outfield. This is going to be
a caught ball. That was impressive. Ball. All right. That was something. Woo. That is one out for the Greens. With an impressive catch in the outfield there. I don't know if you can see my thumbs up, but I'm going to throw them out there for him. As a person doing play-by-plays, you kind of root for both teams. It's an interesting position there. Really, you just want to have the most exciting game to call for your fans. There's the pitch. Our batter's not listening, not taking that one, but that's a called strike. There's the pitch. All right, that ball's going high and short.
Oh, it's in play there.
Yep, was not a caught ball, though. Runner advances to second. Our batter makes it to first. I guess it was not in play. She comes back in. So our same batter comes back. Our green runner who was out there on second moves back to first. She's got to hustle a little bit. Two strikes on the count. Let's see what happens now. Oof. That is the second out for the Greens. Let's see what happens now.
Green batter up to bat here. Looks like he might know what he's doing. Hits a low ball there. I believe that's three outs.
That's
for the
a
green
third out,
there.
Yeah. So that brings us to the end of the fifth inning and the top of the sixth. The score is 11 Greens to 1 Streets. Interesting game so far. Greens definitely seeming to hold their lead now.
Definitely holding their lead, but they keep changing back to the batters real quick.
Yep. I think while they're confident in their lead, they're maybe letting some of their less experienced batters go up there to get some more experience, perhaps.
Yeah, it looks like they may be doing that. Looks like the Greens may be changing pitchers here.
Oh, really? Let's see. perhaps.
Oh, no.
Nope.
Same pitch is back on there.
So I've got a question. I wonder if a team sponsored by West Coast Organics is urine tested. What do you think?
It's a pretty good joke there.
Is it a good one? I do not know. I have no metric for whether that joke is good or not, Nick. I'm counting on you.
I thought it was pretty good.
Here's a batter I don't think we've seen up to bat just yet.
Streets batter up to bat.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't seen her in play yet,
mm-hmm.
on the field or up to bat. So we'll...
Our umpire kind of making sure everybody's ready to rock. Here we go.
All right.
Here's the pitch to her.
Sun's definitely going behind that tree there. Mm-hmm. It's a little bit easier to see the ball. Maybe they'll get some hits in.
That was a swinging strike there. Little discussion about the bat, but it's back in with one strike on the count. Her dugout advising her to hit the ball. Oof, there's another swinging strike there. That's okay. As long as she doesn't get a third swinging strike, she'll be all right.
Looks like the batter's using a wooden bat.
A wooden bat, uh-huh.
I believe I heard her say she brought it with her.
So. Okay, might be a personal, okay. Here's the third pitch to her. Let's see what happens. Oof, sadly
third
there's another
swinging strike there. The batter is out.
Brings us to our first out at the top of the sixth inning. All right, we've got our batter coming up now. We've got a long-haired batter out here on the field. Here he comes in, ready to swing. Oh, that was a good short little blast there. Sadly, that was an easy one. Went right to our pitcher.
Got Jessica up to bat here for the Streets.
So Jessica's going to take a couple of
practice swings there.
Yep, there she goes. So Jessica knows she's got two outs on the board, but she's going to see if she can't start something here. Oh, time being called by the ump as the dugout cage needs to get closed up. There we go. Here's the pitch to Jess. Let's see what happens. Oh. That's a called strike there. That was a fair ball, but she just wasn't going for it. Takes her stance. Here's the second pitch. She goes for that one. That's a real short ball going right to third. Luckily, she makes it to first, and she keeps moving. She almost had to shove our first baseman over as she runs to second, and she's going to stay safe right there on second. And she almost had to knock her over a little bit trying to get to that base. Said, hey, move it. A little bit of discussion on the field there. Jessica got some cheers. Go, Jessica! Oh, sorry. She says, shush. She shushed me. I did bad. I couldn't help it. All right, here's our batter up. He knows he's got two outs on the board. He's going to take a second, get himself ready.
Two outs.
All right, here's our batter. Let's see what happens. Here's the pitch. And he swings that one actually right toward Jessica, who decides to run for it, hustle into third.
Looks like she may... No, she's staying on third.
She's staying right there. So we got a runner on third and a runner on first. All right, Streets. Streets might have something here. Let's see.
Looks like they may make a comeback here. And there's some better hits in now that the sun's out of their eyes.
The Streets catcher comes up to bat.
Just pulled whatever this bug is off of me.
Uh-oh. Whoa. Look at that little fella. So this is his territory. Okay, Streets catcher up to bat. Let's see what she does with what's about to be pitched to her. Oh, that one bounces off the plate there for a called strike.
So it barely made it to home plate there. That was a close one.
Mm-hmm. Right in the corner. She stepped into it. That's going to be a ball there. One and one. Here's the pitch. Oof.
Looks
she
like
swung for that one.
Strike there. It looks like it would have hit the handle if it hit anything.
She's getting some advice. Getting some advice from her dugout here.
Looks like it's the green dugout giving her advice here.
1-2.
Here's the pitch. Oh, that's going to be a ball. A little bit of friendly advice. Yeah, sometimes a little adult softball. Not friendly. Sometimes it is friendly. Sadly, that was three outs. With another lost chance. Jessica was right there, ready to bring it home, but no dice. That brings us to the bottom of the sixth inning. The score is still 11 greens, 1 streets. Tell me about your sports experience, Nick.
I don't really have any.
Not too much at all? No. Even in the Army? Do you play any sports?
I did football for some PT a couple of times.
Same, yep.
That got a little rough there.
Yeah, I believe it.
People usually ended up heading to a
sick call, right?
Sick call afterwards some concussions.
You know how long it's been since I've said the phrase sick call?
Some concussions, some broken limbs. It definitely got rough for PT, especially in the snow there in Germany.
It was called sick call, right?
That's right.
Gosh, it feels like it was so long ago. I got out in 2010, so for me it's been, what, eight years.
It's been about four here for me.
Four for you. Does it feel like four? Or does it feel longer? You said 2014, right?
Yeah, it's been about three.
3 years? Do you feel it?
Definitely feels like it. It's been a little while.
Oh, man.
Seems far into the past there.
Oh, so Jessica on first base, throwing some grounders to our man on third there, getting some practice throws. That's smart. She throws one to Michaela Berger, a little grounder. Michaela Berger throws it back. It's a little low pitch there, or low pass.
I think we'll definitely see some change in gameplay here now that the sun's less of a factor.
I think so. I think you're right. It's tough for these batters, boy. You know, they're not quite sure where it is.
Umpire here sweeping off home plate.
Mm-hmm. You know what they call that brush right there?
What is that?
They call it a BS brush. You heard it here first, folks. The bull squash brush. We got a young man on the field. Got to kind of get things professional here. Got a green batter up. Green's kind of changing their batting order from time to time. Here we go. Here's the pitch. All right, it's a good strong hit down the center.
Caught ball there.
Yep.
One out for the greens.
Yep. At the bottom of the sixth.
You said there's 12 innings, or is there nine?
I believe there's 12 in adult softball. I believe. You want to check the rules?
Yeah, I'll take a look at those.
Take hold of our rules, master. Going to check them out here and see what they say. Here's the pitch. Oh, that's going to be a called ball there. Good eye on that batter. She knew what was coming in. She said, nope, I'm not taking that one. Let's see what she does with pitch number two. Here's the pitch to her. And she decides to hit that one, sends it into third. Third having trouble picking it up there. Yep, he just cannot get it. So our third baseman had a little trouble getting that ball. A little bit of butter on it. A little bit of grease. Eventually, I think he just said, forget it. That damn ball can stay there. I mean, that
darn
ball.
Our regulation game is 7 innings or 55 minutes.
Oh, 7 innings. Whew. Okay, got it. That may be the case.
We'll see how this goes, though.
Here's the pitch to our next batter, who hits it and sends it out in the outfield toward Sabrina Christopher.
Looks like it goes right past her.
She's going to have to hustle for it.
Scrambling for that ball there.
Our greens are rounding the bases.
We've got one on third, one on second.
Well said, Mr. Nolan. Well said. And you know our next batter. Here she is.
Looks
here
like
she comes.
Caitlin Rash is up to bat here.
Caitlin Rash for the Green Roosters up to bat. Caitlin Rash with the yellow shades and a patriotic baseball bat. It's about time to start eating. By the way, folks, you're tuned into KCIWLP out of Brookings, Oregon, broadcasting 100.7 FM. Here's the pitch. Oh, and it's going down right toward the center, toward shortstop. Shortstop, where's he going to throw it? Shortstop. Oh, it went past the shortstop. Oh, so we got one who came in.
One came home.
Yep.
That brings it to 13? 12-1. 12-1.
With a green on first and third. So Caitlin Rash is comfortable out there on first. We've got a man on third ready to bring it home. We've only got one out on the count. One out on the board.
How's it going?
It's going pretty good.
If my count is correct. Oh, our batter's just going to watch that one come in. He was counting on that one being a ball. He counted correctly. Here's the pitch. Oh, he swings for that one, but that's going to be a foul ball. That ball just bounced and took a real wide spin. Oh, now he's getting teased. Oh boy, a little bit of teasing from his own team there. Hey man, get going. Here's the pitch. Oh, and he sends that one out toward third, who almost snatches it out of the air.
There, yep. Got another runner from the Greens, made it home there.
Yep. That brings it to 13-1.
13-1 there.
So now we've got a runner on first and second. One out, still on the count.
So your voice, is that a practice skill, or is that
the radio voice?
Normal voice there?
Well, you know, I've always kind of had the voice, but it is a little practice to give it that radio sensation. So by the way, there was a bat, and it went right to Jesse, who snatched it out of the air and who tossed it into first to out that batter. So now we've got a runner on... Yep, that's two outs now. So now we've got that runner on second and third. So Jesse just grabbed that ball. He threw it right to Jessica, who caught it out of that runner. Now we've got Jonathan Kennedy up to bat. Here he goes. Here's the pitch to him. Yep. Yeah, that's two outs on the board. Oh, boy. Jesse not... gets that ball there. Say again, sorry. Here's the pitch. Oh, Jonathan Kennedy steps into that one and sends it out there towards center field.
It looks like he missed it.
So there's one home.
Two home.
There's two home, bringing us to 15-1.
Got a third. Got him on third there. He didn't quite make it home.
Yep, so that's Kennedy staying on third. We had two who made it home there during that rush. So Kennedy sent that ball way out towards center field. We had a man hustle out there. He did get it, just had to move. Oh, umpire calling time for a second as the field gets cleared. And here's our batter. All right, that one going right toward our shortstop, who snatches it and is going to send it to first to try and out that runner. Jessica catches that one to out that runner, bringing it to three outs and the end there. That ends the sixth inning.
15-1 at the top of the seventh.
15-1, that's correct. Jessica's looking pretty cool. Can I say something now? Go, Jessica!
Jessica does...
Oh, she looked at me.
Does not look amused.
No, she doesn't. She kind of rubbed her back there for a second. That's the funny thing about our sweethearts. I don't think they want to be cheered on.
What it sounds like from what I've been told.
Yeah, they say they don't like it. I don't know. I feel obligated to. I want to go for it, but...
Discouraged.
Yeah.
For sure.
I think I better not anymore. Oh, well. Because it wasn't working. Yeah. Anybody in the Nolan family play baseball?
Yeah.
Nobody does?
My little brother Spencer probably could have. He had the build for it, but...
Yeah, he was a little slighter, huh? Pretty fast.
Don't think it interested him.
Is he in college right now, Spencer?
He's heading to OIT this fall.
Right on. Excellent. Cool. Well, he'll have some friends from robotics there.
Definitely.
Oh, here comes my wife, Jessica. She might be over here to get after me for calling her out and cheering her on. Let's see what she does. Oh, she wants me to stand up? Okay. She's going to hit me.
Hit me up, please.
Okay, I got you.
Lower.
Okay, here we go. Street's batter is ready to go.
You want me to, like, push?
I hit a low ground ball there, heading to first. He is safe on first. Michaela Berger up to bat here for the Streets.
Okay, I'm back. And here's Berger up to bat again. Oh boy, some innuendo on the field. Who knew that would happen? Luckily you didn't hear it, folks. It would have made you blush. So there's one ball out there for Miss Berger. By the way, I believe it's the top of the seventh inning.
Top of the seventh.
Yep. Oh, that ball's going high. That's
going to be a foul or a caught ball.
Oh, it did not. Was not caught. Phew. That was a foul ball that was almost caught, but it was not, so Miss Berger is still in play up to bat.
I believe the runner on first also has the last name of Berger.
Oh, really? He's also
I think
a Berger.
Brother and sister there.
Brugger and sister?
Brugger.
Oh, there's a good
got
hit to the shortstop.
Ball, and looks like he's out on
ouch.
Second there.
Yes. And they were probably smart to try to put that man out because he's fast. So that is one out for the streets.
I think he's the
one of their star players.
Only score for them this game.
Yes, that's correct. And he got that by walking, oddly enough. But he was on third. He got to third to get there. So a little bit of time as we try to get some people moving around off the field. And there we go. Now we're clear. Okay. Here's the pitch to Jesse, who hits it, throws it up
looks
high.
Like it's way up
let's see
high
if that's
going
to be a caught ball. Yes, oh. That's a. Oh, whoa.
Oh, head back to first.
Okay. So that's going to be two outs, sadly, with
Sabrina Christopher up to bat.
With Jesse being put out there by that catch. Let's see if she'll let you cheer her on.
What?
Oh, she's not. Oh, yeah, she is on the batting order. There she is, Sabrina Christopher up to bat.
Hit it far.
There you go, yeah. Oh. Close the darn gate. There we go, in play. Here's the pitch. Ooh, boy,
oh,
nope, that's going to be a foul ball there. Yep, that just jumped right off the bat. Wasn't quite the most solid hits. But that's only number one. She expertly twirls the bat a little bit, kind of getting a feel for it.
Kicks a little bit of dust up there with her foot.
Mm-hmm.
She's ready to smack this ball
out. Here it comes. Oof. That's a swinging strike. That's okay. Just one ball, one strike on the count. Trying to get the feel of her weapon there. All right. Here we go. Here's the pitch. Nope. She stepped back from that one. Two balls, one strike on the count. Sabrina stepping away from the batter's box there. She'll come back in a second. Here she is, getting her fingers warmed up, I think.
Looks like she's having some fun there, twirling the bat.
Oof.
Another swinging strike there.
Yep. And that switches out our teams. Bringing us to the bottom of the seventh inning.
The seventh inning,
which
there.
may be the end of it. I'm not sure how many innings are there, Mr. Rump? That's what I thought. Yeah, okay. Oh, they're saying that's game at 15-1. So they're not going to bother playing the bottom of the seventh. Our teams line up. We'll see if we can't get some interviews with anybody after the end of the show here. We probably won't. Most people look at the radio and go, ugh, no thank you. But we'll see. We'll try. Mr. Nolan might be able to get us an exclusive interview with Sabrina Christopher. We'll see. We'll try. So by the way, there, as the teams out there say thank you to each other, I want you folks out there to know that this was Bruin Radio Sports, broadcasting on KCIW LP out of Brookings, Oregon, on 100.7 FM, Curry Coast Community Radio. I want to thank Nick Nolan for being willing to come on by and try this out. It's a lot of fun getting into amateur radio stuff. I want you guys to know out there, if you listened to the show and you thought, man, you know what? I could do better than these two. Come on down and show us. Anybody can get involved in community radio. You just got to come by, say hi, and get in on a show. We'd love to have you. Our teams go by and high-five each other as the Greens walk home with their score of 15.
Neither team wanted to continue on.
Neither team wanted to continue on. They were happy taking that mercy ending there at 15-1.